Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by The Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
Two steps down, one more step to go. The junior varsities get a nice win. The varsity girls and Coach Corey Harrison pick up a big-time win. They win it 79-27, the most points they have scored in the 2025-2026 calendar season. We welcome you back inside Sanford Gymnasium as we count you down to opening tip between the varsity boys game of the Dadeville Tigers and the Lee Scott Warriors. And we'll give our final recap, our final talks about this Lee Scott Warrior varsity girls squad, coached by Coach Corey Harrison. Some final numbers: Clark Ivett and Wesley Kate Crocker, your leading scorers. Apologies, Maggie Herndon with 16. Clark Ivett and Wesley Kate Crocker both had 13. Haynes Kesey brings you 8. Charlie Huddleston gives you 8. Rayleigh Langford with 6. Sydney Dunlap with 3. Lucy Zellner, apologies, with 2. Stella Henderson with 3, and Sutton Lewis with 7. 10 Warriors find the score column here tonight. And again, the impact that so many of these girls can make on the floor. Yes, everything is going through Clark Ivett, but my goodness, when you have 4 or 5 different girls that can give you anywhere from 8 to 12 points on any given night, if you have 3 or 4 that do that on one night, you feel like, if you're Coach Corey Harrison and this Warrior varsity girls squad, that you are in great spots to have success and to work your way into a nice area run and into the postseason in there as well. But we move our focus to the varsity boys game, as Lee Scott Academy comes into play tonight at 14-2. They have won 10 straight contests, including a lot of big games inside Sanford Gymnasium, with last Monday's being a 61-33 win over Elmore County. And again, that score was nowhere close to indicative of how dominant the Warriors' win was, but very similar to what we talked about in the varsity girls game. In the varsity boys game, didn't necessarily have the cleanliness, didn't necessarily have the type of flow that you like to see with this Coach Warrior, with this squad coached by William Johnson. It's a team that loves to get up and down the floor, and you did see that, but you didn't necessarily see too many shots from outside falling, a couple of uncostly or uncharacteristic turnovers that ended up costing you in the time being. Ultimately, nothing major in the score column, but you'd love to see this Warrior squad, just like Coach Corey Harrison's varsity girls squad did, find a way to continue to repeat what you've been doing, get your legs back under you, get your wind back into you, and see if you can dominate the floor here tonight. When we come back, we'll get you starting lineups. We'll talk a little bit more about the keys to the game, and we'll give you opening tip between the Tigers of Dadeville and your Lee Scott Academy Warriors. All of that coming up when we continue on here on Tiger Country 104.5.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local commercial and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the orthopedic clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the orthopedic clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Back here inside Sanford Gymnasium, counting down the minutes until we get you underway between Dadeville and Lee Scott Academy. Again, this Warrior team comes into play tonight, 14-2, winners in 10 straight. And again, most importantly, very similar to the varsity girls, the varsity boys come into play tonight at 1-0 in area play, looking to pick up their second win here tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium. We'll get you those starting lineups here in just a little bit, but taking a look at just the team stats overall. It's led by Hayden Harper, averages 15 points a contest. William Lyles right behind him, averaging just over 10. Chapman Harris, Gray Haley, Barrett Cook, all in there right around that 7-point range. Again, very similar to the varsity girls. You're led by one main scorer, but just about anybody can give you 10 to 15 points a night. And man, if you have not seen this Lee Scott Warrior team, they get up and down the floor faster than just about anybody, faster than I've seen anybody play at the high school level. William Lyles leads the rebounding category, averaging over 5.5 a game. Hayden Harper right in there with 5, Barrett Cook with 4, Gray Haley with 4. Hayden Harper also the leading assist man, averaging right around 4 in there as well. This team averages 66 points per game, 35 rebounds, 14 assists. They steal the ball 10 times, only 2.5 blocks. But again, right around that, from blocks to steals, right in there even at 13 turnovers per contest. It's a team that shoots 52% from two-point land and 30% from three. So it's a team that shoots streaky from three, but it's not necessarily what you want to see every single time. But my goodness, you feel like there's times, especially here at home inside Sanford Gymnasium, when from three, this Warrior team is lights out. Tonight's starting lineups are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Basketball. It's Gray Haley, Chapman Harris, William Lyles, Parks Myers, and Cord Zellner. Your starting five here tonight on the campus of Lee Scott Academy. And a little bit of a joke, we talked about it on Monday, on whether or not William Lyles made the permanent jersey change, but we're seeing him back here in 10 tonight. Wasn't necessarily an issue for him to be spotted or for me to figure out which one was Mr. Lyles with the bright orange shoes, but heard a little bit of a story about the jersey maybe not being washed for quite some time from before Christmas, got left in the bag. So, hey, maybe just a nice strategic move, keeping the defense away from everybody or keeping the defense away from him. But back in that normal number 10 jersey here tonight. Warriors in their home whites, the power blue stripes, the red numbers on front and back, the navy trim, the Dable Tigers in their road black on blacks. They have the gold, almost doorman type stripes going along the collarbones. And the numbers in front and back on are in gold in there as well. The Warriors will be going from left to right. The Tigers will be going from right to left. A pick six. What a way to start the college football playoff for the Indiana Hoosiers as we're just underway here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The Warriors win the opening tip with Hayden Harper, but a pick six from Dante Moore on the first play of the game gives the Hoosiers a 6-0 lead. But just underway here in the first period. William Lyles thought about the three Warriors working around the perimeter. Are they going to call a turnover? Are they going to call a pushing foul? They're going to call a turnover on Lyles. Let's open up the contest here this evening. Warriors not necessarily pressing in the front court, but at least forcing them to dribble contested, walking the way up the floor. Tigers with the basketball in the near corner. Now working the way towards the middle of the floor. Layup blocked by Gray Haley. And William Lyles with the rebound. Works his way towards the middle of the floor. Spins his way through contact. And can't get the layup to go. Ball knocked around. Goes into the hands of the Tigers. A two-on-two fast break. Gray Haley and Hayden Harper. And Harper does a beautiful job not playing or playing defense without fouling. And the outlet pass goes to Parks Myers. And my goodness, you can see the speed already for this Lee Scott team's 2-0. With 7 minutes to play in the opening period. Now you are seeing a little bit of pressure and a timeout by the Tigers right in front of their own bench. We'll keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Almost at 7-0, but no, that's the score again of the college football playoff semifinal. It's in Mercedes-Benz, the Peach Bowl between Indiana and Oregon. Dante Moore throws a pick six on the very first play of the game. So it's 7-0 Hoosiers. Only 11 seconds into that contest. We're a minute and 7 seconds into the contest here at Sanford Gymnasium. And Parks Myers with the layup gives the Warriors a 2-point advantage. The first half of tonight's game is presented by Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply. Experience and knowledge from the pros at your hometown home center. Tigers inbound the basketball, but the clock shouldn't have reset, or the 10-second count at least. But so far has had plenty of time, but Hayden Harper with the steal anyways. Works his way through contact. Don't know how there wasn't a whistle. His layup no good. Myers' layup is no good. Zellner's layup is no good. Haley now the kick out to Hayden Harper, who will slow things down and set up in the offense. Parks Myers now in the corner, or in the right wing rather. And his three-pointer won't go. And Lyles can't gather the offensive rebound. Knocks it out of bounds. It'll be Tiger basketball. I feel like that was the story of Monday night, especially on the right side of the rim, as Hayden Harper gets the steal following the inbounds. The layup won't go. Lyles, the offensive rebound, and kicks it out to Cord Zellner. Parks Myers, now the bounce pass. Hayden Harper thought about the catch and shoot three in the far corner. Instead, Myers will set things up at the volleyball line. Will Lyles works his way through contact. Hayden Harper this time will take it in the far corner but can't make it. The weak side rebounds is with Mr. Orange Shoes, William Lyles. He'll now dribble towards the right, and he pulls it from deep and leaves it well short. Coach William Johnson hands on the head early as you had a couple good looks, couldn't get anything to fall. And it feels like after that you had a couple settled shots that couldn't find the bottom of the net. 2-0 Lee Scott Academy. Now a wide open three in the far corner, and the Tigers are able to knock it down. Apologies, I do not have an official correct roster and was not given one, only with first names and no numbers, so they will be the Tigers for a majority of the night. The three-pointer no good for Lee Scott. It goes out of bounds. Tiger basketball with 5.5 to play here in this opening period. 3-2. Dadeville with the lead. Should be a 5-second violation. No call. Parks Myers able to gather the steal. Euro steps his way through contact and will head to the line to shoot a couple. Parks Myers with all 2 points, make it all 3 points for the Warriors so far in these first 2.5 minutes. A couple of dribbles, a spin for Parks. The second free throw hits every part of the rim and the backboard. but won't go down. Again, continuing that conversation, this is a story of Monday night as the Warriors get another steal with the pressure. William Lyles now on the right block. His layup won't go. Ball tapped around. Gray Haley able to find it and lay it in. Warriors now lead 5-3. Baseball pass could be a travel. Should have been a travel. There was no dribble from the free throw line, but the layup is good. Warriors quick the other way. Gray Haley lays it in and gets the foul. Something you see with this Lee Scott Warrior team. The other team scores in transition. This Warrior team takes the ball out of the net and inbounds the ball faster than everybody, and it's not necessarily a point guard in Hayden Harper or Gray Haley, or now you see Wyatt Watley checking into the game. He gets the inbound and puts his head down. They love getting the basketball and just outletting it to just about half court, if not even further than that. And by the time you write two tallies in the other score column, Lee Scott's found it right back. 7-5. Gray Haley can't capitalize on the lone free throw attempt. Almost halfway through this opening period, very close to a 10-second violation. But no whistle. Step in three is blocked by Hayden Harper. Barrett Cook, who just checked in with that substitution that we see just about every single contest with Coach William Johnson. Gray Haley, now Hollywood Watley in the near corner. Chapman Harris thought about the three. Barrett Cook, a pump fake at the top of the key. A pass fake. Now Hayden Harper works his way inside. Kick out. Hollywood Watley. One more. Barrett Cook. Catch and shoot. Three. Knocks it down. Beautiful ball movement. You pass up the good shots, you get a great shot. And arguably the best catch and shoot sniper on the team. Barrett Cook finds the bottom of the net. Gives the Warriors a 5-point lead halfway through this first period. It's such beautiful basketball, my goodness, when it works. Ten to five, Gray Haley gambles, can't steal the inbounds. The Tigers have numbers momentarily. A pump fake gets Barrett Cook in the air, the blow by, the layup, no good. Tapped around goes to Gray Haley with 3:54 to play in the opening frame. Chapman Harris now bobbles it, has it at his feet. Hayden Harper works his way baseline, behind the back dribble. Now towards the middle of the floor. Now back to the right. Now back to Barrett Cook in the near corner. Gray Haley through contact gets it up and will head to the line to shoot a pair. Lee Scott not settling anymore from behind the three-point line. You're seeing paint touches. You're seeing aggressiveness. And you're seeing this team get to the free throw line. Well, they only shoot right around 59%, but again, a nice way to kind of work your way into the basketball game, especially when some of the other things aren't necessarily working. Gray Haley adds his fifth point of the evening. Haley right on cue. The reverse broadcaster's jinx. I have it better than everybody. He goes 2-for-2 from the line. The Warrior lead is a touchdown. Barrett Cook almost gets a steal. Goes into the backcourt, but recovered by the Tigers. Euro step through contact. Off the back iron and in. So now the Tigers will have a chance at a three-point play. They're going to get Hayden Harper on the contact. He's walking to the official trying to get some sort of explanation. He's arguing that he went straight up and the offensive player initiated the contact, which you're seeing a little bit more of now. Of the officials letting that play out. And now there's another discussion between the officials. And they're going to correct the foul to be on Gray Haley. I think that was what the discussion was, saying that maybe Hayden Harper wasn't even the one that was necessarily in the vicinity. A couple things that we don't know, but the things that we do know is the layup was good. There was a foul. And we will see one free throw from the Tigers, and he knocks it down. 12-8. Now your score here. The Tigers setting up a little bit of pressure. Warriors break it easily. Hayden Harper playing at the rim, lays it in with the left hand. Harper's first points here tonight. The lead back to 6, and now a very, very quick 5-second violation. We'll give the ball back to Lee Scott Academy, and the head coach for Dadeville doesn't necessarily agree. He got heated in the JV game as well. We'll see if cooler heads can prevail. Hayden Harper gets the inbounds. Thought about the three out to Chapman Harris at the top of the key. Warriors didn't like the spacing. Now to William Lyles at the free throw line. Now Hayden Harper, his catch and shoot three, finds the bottom of the net. Hayden Harper with a 5-0 run. The Tigers now having trouble inbounding the basketball. They're going to have to burn yet another timeout. Just like that, the Warriors have extended their lead to 9. They lead it 17-8. We will keep it right here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. But while we have a moment, let's pause for station identification here on the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
17-8 as we now get a replay of the interception. Oh, yeah, just staring down the opponent, or staring down his receiver, rather, was Dante Moore. Morgan driving just a little bit. Again, we'll give you updates from that game as we go along. But 17-8 here in this contest. The full court pass with the Tigers has it down low. May have been partially blocked by Barrett Cook. Hollywood Watley with the rebound. Now Hayden Harper behind the back dribble at the top of the key. Kicks it to Watley. Now out to Chapman Harris. His catch and shoot three is too strong. The ball knocked out of bounds by William Lyles. It'll be Tiger basketball with 2:41 to play here in this opening frame. The Warriors now setting up that full court pressure once again. Tigers able to break it rather easily, but an costly unnecessary turnover as it goes right through the hands of the Tigers standing at the three-point line. Parks Myers will check in for Hayden Harper. Harper was scoreless the first 4 minutes or so of that first period, but had back-to-back buckets. He has 5. Parks Myers now doing some of the point guard duties. Chapman Harris, a pump fake, blow by, kick out. Hollywood Watley banks in the triple and turns back towards the bench with a smile. A little bit of a shrug in there as well. Now steals the inbounds pass, tries to throw it off of a Tiger, but they're going to say that he stepped on the sideline. Wyatt Watley. What better angle, right? The left wing banking in the three. Gives the Warriors a lead by a dozen. 2 minutes to play here in the opening frame. The Tigers trying to show off their speed. Blocked by William Lyles. It'll stay on this side of the floor. Again, apologies. I do not have names or numbers for the individual Dadeville players, so every player is the Tigers here tonight. Elbow jumper, maybe a step inside, is too strong off the back iron, and Lyles will clear it. He tries to go coast to coast, but a reach-in foul at center court. That is the fourth team foul for Dadeville. So for the final 2 minutes of the first quarter, any common foul, Lee Scott will shoot free throws. Lyles gets blitzed on the left wing. The ball gets knocked out of bounds. You can hear Coach William Johnson say, expect it. It's already happened tonight. Lyles, now the cross-court pass to Chapman Harris. Has it on the far corner. Works his way through contact. Not sure how there wasn't a whistle. Layup doesn't go. Lyles, the offensive rebound. He throws it up with the right hand. It won't go. He gets it back again. Kick out Parks. Myers thought about the three. He works his way. The strong left hand in. Now the Warriors will head back to the free throw line. Oh, my goodness. They called a jump ball. You could hear the contact on the arm from here, but instead a jump ball gives it to Dadeville, trailing by 12, 90 seconds to play. Thought about the three on the right wing. Now we'll take it at the top of the key. Nothing but air, and it bounces on the baseline. And now the the elementary school section will let him hear about it a little bit. And after throwing the pick six, Oregon responds. Now a PAT away from tying it up. Parks Myers will work his way into the paint and draw contact. I believe it will be a foul on the floor, but that being the 15th foul here in the first quarter, will send him to the line regardless. So after throwing a pick six on the first play, Oregon with a 14-play, 75-yard touchdown drive, eating up half the first quarter. First free throw from Parks Myers is no good. And Bear Whittington. We'll check in. The second free throw from Myers is good. He now has four. And I don't believe the Tigers ever inbounded the basketball. And I don't know if I've ever seen that before. Unless I was looking down and there was a very, very quick inbound. I did not see one. But the layup, good on their end. Warriors quick in transition. Myers thought about the three in the far corner. Now overhead pass. Watley again. He knocks it down again. Hollywood Watley, back-to-back triples here in this first period. The Warrior lead is 14. And now they're going to get Parks Myers, I believe, on a foul from behind. They're going to call that a shooting foul with 39.9. We'll bring Dave, point guard, to the line, or he knocks down the first. The second free throw is too strong. And an over the back or possibly a pushing foul, as it was Chapman Harris who skied for the rebounds, but got shoved in the air. We will now work our way to the other free throw line, where Chapman Harris has a chance at two freebies. The first free throw from Chapman. Can't find the bottom of the net. Second free throw is short. Chapman Harris fell to his backside. But an 0-for-2 trip keeps the lead at 13 for the time being. And almost a turnover now is a turnover. Chapman Harris gets the steal. And now a foul on Dadeville, as the point guard did not allow Chapman Harris to dribble whatsoever. He throws his arms up, but like an offensive lineman trying to block the defensive lineman, just didn't allow him to get where he wanted to go. He was out of position to do so. So Chapman Harris will head back to the line, where he can't knock down the first. And Coach William Johnson from the far end of the floor telling him to stay in his free throws, meaning get in your legs, hold the follow through. And right on cue, he knocks it down. And Coach William Johnson wisely knows best, gives the hands to the sky. Dadeville stepped on the sideline, no whistle. With 15 seconds to play in the first quarter, left-handed layup blocked partially by Chapman Harris, and I believe when it was swatted out of bounds, it landed with Harris. It will. It'll be Tiger basketball with 11.1. to play here in the opening frame. 25-11. Lee Scott out in front. And looking to end the first quarter strong. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Floater for the Tigers. Can't find the bottom of the net. It's Barrett Cook. Now outlet to Watley. 2 seconds, 1 second. Step back three. Good if it goes. Instead, the official said that it wouldn't have gone anyway. just slid off the front of the rim. A quality 8 minutes for the Lee Scott Warriors. You had your struggles, but after all things considered, 25 points in the first 8 minutes. Hard to find too many complaints about that. Warriors doing what they did a couple of nights ago, forcing live ball turnovers and getting a little bit of success following those first 2 or 3 minutes where you feel like you could not buy a bucket. You end up putting 25 points on the board here in this first quarter. Even balance distributing scoring, and we'll take a break. Come back with the second quarter right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Our members, love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
Start of the second quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. William Lyles three won't go, but the offensive rebound kick out to Hayden Harper. His triple finds the bottom of the net, his second three-pointer of the night. And now the Warriors with a steal. Gray Haley out in transition, left-handed layup won't go. And now the Tigers with a two-on-one break. Lyles is quickly there back. Court Zellner, nice defense without fouling, but a tough right-handed layup. Trims the lead back to 15. Hayden Harper between the legs dribble across half court. Lyles now at the top of the key. His pass to Hayden Harper almost gets intercepted, knocked out of bounds, and they will say that it goes out on Hayden Harper as he tried to reach his hand in there and gather the basketball. Is your score. A walk-in three in the far corner won't go down. It goes out of bounds. Warrior basketball. 1 minute has gone by here in this second quarter. The Warrior lead is 15. William Lyles works his way through contact. First layup won't go, but gets the second chance opportunity, and nobody was ready for it. He laid it in rather easily. His first points of the evening here tonight. Lee Scott showing that pressure following made baskets. They swatted out of bounds, and they shouldn't be able to run the floor. That should be a turnover. You can run the floor after the made basket, but it was swatted out of bounds, and he then tried to run it once again. Ball doesn't lie on the other end of the floor. The ball is thrown out of bounds into the second row of the cheerleaders who are throwing their hands up at the Dadeville players. Rightfully so. How dare they think about doing that? Gray Haley, Hayden Harper, Parks Myers, Cord Zellner, and William Lyles, the five on the floor for the Warriors. That's starting five that you'll see play about 4 or 5 minutes. Then you'll see that mass rotation where Hayden Harper is the only Warrior that stays in. And after about two more minutes of that, somebody will take his spot. And so down to a science just about, and hard to complain when you've seen the results. 10 straight wins for this Lee Scott Warrior team. Hayden Harper works his way downhill, gets the layup, can't get it to go, actually. That was halfway down, good in the arcade, but we'll head to the line to shoot two free throws instead of one. And he will do so with 6:28 to play in the second quarter. First free throw is good. Hayden Harper now leads all scorers. He has 9 in the contest. William Lyles a little frustrated, works his way to the bench. Barrett Cook will sub in a little bit early for him. Harper goes 1-for-2 from the line. Gray Haley fights for the offensive rebound, and it's knocked out of bounds off of Dadeville. So nice effort by Gray Haley, stealing another possession for Lee Scott, who leads it 31-13 at home in their own gym. Parks Myers, catch and shoot three right in front of the Tiger bench. And he knocks it down. Parks Myers now with 7 in the contest. And the lead is 21. Tigers work their way quickly in transition. Ball knocked off of the Tiger point guard. A nice job by Barrett Cook coming from the right wing defending spot. The little left-hand swipe knocked it off the shoe of a Tiger. Harper has it at the volleyball line. Now down low to Cord Zellner. Now to Gray Haley. Now Barrett Cook, his far corner three, does not go down, and the Tigers will clear it, and they'll work their way quickly in transition. The Warriors get back wisely and very quickly to force the Tigers to set up in the half court. It's on the left block now, and the fadeaway is no good, but a foul on the shot. Well, they'll send him to the line. The first free throw rattles in and out. Chapman Harris will sub in for Parks Myers. And a shout out to our wonderful PA announcer, Davis McIsaac, who is having about as much fun as I am announcing the individual players, because he is calling them by the nickname or whatever it was that we were given. Ball knocked around here in the half court. Gray Haley recovers it on the right wing. Euro step in the drive. Euro steps his way through the lane on the drive. The layup won't go. And now Gray Haley, a frustration foul, tried to get a poke steal from behind. And a look back to Atlanta. The Indiana Hoosiers, their first offensive drive, leads to 6. So 13-7 with 40 seconds to play in that opening period. Chapman Harris now tries to get a poke steal as well, and thought he got a lot of ball, but you hear Coach William Johnson say, "We'll stop reaching." Tigers work their way down low. Barrett Cook got a piece of the basketball. William Lyles able to recover. Hayden Harper blazes through the defense and lays it in with the left hand. He now has 6 in the second quarter alone. He has 11 in the contest. Quick in transition. Catch and shoot 3 on the right wing is no good. Chapman Harris now outlet to Hayden Harper. Works his way through the middle of the floor. Protects the basketball like a football. And through contact lays it in with the right hand. Plus gets the whistle. Gets the chance at another one. Harper a little shaken up following that. His version of the Rock the Baby again has it with his right hand and doesn't necessarily use both hands to cover it up, but working his way through the middle of the floor, brought it to his left hip, then brought it back out to his right. And Hayden Harper completes the three-point play. He now has 14 of the 39, and the Warrior lead is 26 halfway through this second quarter. Tigers have it on the right wing, now into the short corner. Kick out, left wing three, contested by William Lyles. It's well short. Lyles may have gotten a piece of it. Barrett Cook the rebound. Now outlet to Chapman Harris. His running floater kisses it off the window. Chapman Harris, his first points of the evening, and the Warriors continue to pile on here in the second. Max Shiver, forgot to mention, checked into the game on that Hayden Harper free throw. Nice defense by William Lyles. The 8-footer by the Tigers is no good. Chapman Harris will clear it. Driving with the left hand, now cross back over with his right. William Lyles has it now down low. Max Shiver They tried to kick it out to Barrett Cook rather than just going up with it. Barrett Cook swats the basketball out of bounds over the scorer's table. Coach William Johnson throws his arms up, saying, shoot it. Wyatt Whatley will check in for Hayden Harper. So Whatley, Cook, Harris, Lyles, and Shiver are the five on the floor for Lee Scott Academy. 4 minutes to play in the second quarter. And another unforced error on the Tigers. The ball just goes right through the hands and goes out of bounds. Quick in transition. Barrett Cook, the catch and shoot three. I guess not transition, but the Tigers didn't get back on their side of the floor, so it looked like transition. And now a foul as the Warriors tried to set up a little bit of a trap. They're going to get William Lyles on the reach from behind. That's the fourth team foul for the Warriors here in this second quarter. Barrett Cook guarding the basketball across half court. Now down to the volleyball timeline. Now to the volleyball line. One pass and a wild contested a shot. Well too strong. And it will go out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Jack Fouquet enters the game, as does, I believe that's Neil, it is, Neil Reams. Whatley with the basketball, left-handed pass to Barrett Cook, thought about the three. Chapman Harris now on the right wing, he'll work his way through contact. Reams back to Hollywood, his far corner triple, he knocks it down. Wyatt Whatley, his third triple of the afternoon, and the Warrior lead is 31, approaching 3 minutes to play here in the second. Confidence oozing out of Hollywood Whatley right now, and another unforced error. That one maybe had a little bit of pressure to it, but still not much. Another turnover. Hollywood Whatley thought about the heat check three. Chapman Harris was trying to give it to him. Fouquet has it. Now back to Whatley. Now to Cook in the far, or the near corner, rather. Chapman Harris thought about the three. One more to Fouquet. He works his way to the short corner. Now to Neil Reams. Now back to Whatley. A little pump fake. Works his way through contact. Barrett Cook. His catch and shoot triple. Oh, man. Couldn't get it to go. Offensive rebound is with Whatley. Out to Fouquet. One dribble. Pull up. He knocks it down and looks at the defender as he walks back to his side of the floor. One shot, one make, and a triple. A tough shot from Fouquet, but he knocks it down, and a baseball pass sails out of bounds over to the scorer's table. The ball movement for Lee Scott here tonight is so satisfying to watch. Even the shots that aren't going down, you feel like just because it's that extra pass, it has to go down. And then just winning the 50-50 balls. So rewarding for this Lee Scott team. Fouquet has it on the right wing. Now Chapman Harris. He works his way into the paint. Gets a paint touch. Throws it up with the left hand. Can't get it to go. Fight for the rebound. And he's the one that swats it out of bounds. With 1:55 to play here in the second quarter. 47-13. Warriors have almost surpassed 50 points here in this first half. My goodness. And now Wyatt Whatley's going to get called for the reach-in foul. I believe that will send the Tigers to the free throw line at will with a minute 48 to play here in the second. The first free throw is no good off the right side of the rim. The second free throw can't rattle it. Can't rattle home, and Whittington with the rebound. Watch Johnson now into the game. He has it on the right wing. Now Wyatt Watley, Hollywood, catch and shoot once again. That time it's too strong. But Fuqua, the weak side offensive rebound. Now down low to Whittington, and he's hacked on the way up. He will head to the line to shoot a couple. And at least got faithful, spotting the effort and the extra passes. And Mayor Whittington will head to the line to shoot a pair. First free throw. It is short off the front side of the rim. Second free throw. Can't rattle that one home either. 90 seconds to play. The Warrior lead is 34. Warrior on ball pressure, forcing the Tigers offense to start well beyond the volleyball line. Layup is no good. Fuqua the rebounds. Watley has it on the left wing. Works his way through contact. Bounce pass to Whittington. Left-handed layup is good. A beautiful pass from Watley. Show the goggles. And Whittington is on the board. His first points here of the evening come with a minute to play in the second quarter. Wash Johnson now gets a steal and a pushing foul from the Tigers. That will send Johnson to the free throw line with 53.3. Not exactly sure what happened on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday with both of these teams, the varsity girls and the varsity boys. But my goodness, the varsity girls put up 27 in the first quarter. They win that one 79-27 as Johnson goes one of two from the line. But 79, they score their season high in points this season tonight inside Sanford Gymnasium against 79-27. And right now, Lee Scott Academy, the varsity boys, already at 50 with 40 seconds to play in the second quarter. The Tigers work their way baseline, and a nice running shot is good. 50-15. Fuqua now works his way baseline. Kick out to Watley, who bobbles it momentarily, works his way through contact, left-handed layup, no, but we'll head to the line to shoot a couple. And again, apologies again, no official roster for the Dadeville Tigers, so a lot of good shots by the Tigers, turnovers by the Tigers, three-pointer by the Tigers, foul by the Tigers, a lot of that tonight. Watley can't connect on the front end. Max Shiver will sub out, or sub in rather. Matthew Whittington will sub out. Second free throw from Watley goes down. 22 seconds to play here in this opening period, and now Wyatt Watley with the steal, a one-on-one, uses his body as the shield, throws it up with the right hand, and gets the bucket plus the foul. Wyatt Watley failing himself tonight here inside Sanford Gymnasium. He's got 12 already, looking to make it 13 here in this first half. He can't do so, however, the rebound is fought for, actually goes into the hands of the Tigers with 8 seconds, 7 seconds, six in the half court, trying to find somebody open. 4 seconds. Worked the way down low to the free throw line, and it's knocked out of bounds with 0.7. It's Warrior basketball. We'll see if they try and get some sort of shot. It's Wyatt Watley that will inbound. A baseball pass to Max Shiver, throws it up. It was good if it went, but he left it just short. And that is how the first half will come to a close. If only there was 0.7 instead of 0.6 a couple of nights ago in Neville Arena. But my goodness, what a first half inside Sanford Gymnasium tonight. Lee Scott varsity boys well on their way to completing the three-game sweep. Varsity or JV boys get a win. Varsity girls get a big-time win. And Coach William Johnson and the varsity boys out in front of the Dadeville Tigers 53-15 through the first 16 minutes of play. When we come back, we'll welcome you in to the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. We'll talk about how we got here, talk about some of the stats, talk about a little bit of the second half in there as well, and talk about what the Warriors need to do, not only tonight, but looking into the near future of continuing what is well on its way to being an 11-game win streak. 53-15 is your score at the halftime break. We're back with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports on the other side of this two-minute break.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center at Building Supply.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
53-15 is your score through 16 minutes of play. Lee Scott Academy comfortably out in front. And what is the start of a picture-perfect, beautiful weekend here in Auburn, Alabama? Maybe not with the weather, but with the amount of activities and the amount of sports going on. We'll give you some looks over to Atlanta here in just a little bit as well. But my goodness, Lee Scott Academy, 53 points in the first 16 minutes. And out here cruising into what should be their 11th straight. And their second straight in the 2026 calendar year, and moving to 2-0 in area play. But still a little bit of time here to go. But the offensive efficiency that you've seen inside this gym here tonight, both on the varsity girls' side of things and now the varsity boys' side of things as well, Varsity girls put up 79 points, their season high. Lee Scott varsity boys put up 53 points in only 16 minutes. Hard to think of too many wrongs that you can complain about if you're either Coach Corey Harrison or Coach William Johnson. I know that they still got things that they want to work on, but my goodness, you feel like it is a very nice start to the weekend. Everybody going to be rather happy. Let's take a look at some of these first half stats in here as well before we take a look around the rest of college basketball, some college football in there as well. But the halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Working my way down numerically, Gray Haley, he has 6. Hayden Harper leads all scorers with 14. Chapman Harris with 2. Wyatt Watley with 12. William Lyles with 2, Parks Myers with 7, Jack Fouquet with 3, Barrett Cook with 3. You have Matthew Whittington with 2 and Wash Johnson with 1. So already quite a few. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 Warriors have already scored here in this first half. A recipe for what should be a cruise through the second half. You prioritize health. You prioritize getting a bunch of these guys minutes. You'll probably see the starters play a couple of these just to make sure that you get where you want to go, keeping that mindset of doing what you need to do out of the halftime break so that way you don't lose that spark. But after that, your focus turns to health. Your focus turns to doing what you need to do to eat a little bit of clock and getting out of here with another big-time win. A look over in Atlanta with Oregon and Indiana in the Peach Bowl. They are competing to play Miami in the national championship. Again, that national championship is in Miami Gardens in Hard Rock Stadium. So Miami will be able to use their practice facility. They'll be able to sleep in their own beds rather than Indiana and Oregon playing in Atlanta right now. After 10 games, they will play here in just about a week and a half or so. Trying to pull it up on my phone, but no luck on that side of things. Tell you what, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and then we'll give you a little bit of an update. Here we go, 14-7 Indiana. Okay, so no score, but Oregon has the ball at their own 13-yard line following a Hoosier punt. And so we'll dive into that a little bit, talk about what the weekend holds in the Auburn-Opelika area as we go along. And we'll be back. Continue on with the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Reports right after this. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
wrap it up, the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report here on the Lee Scott Sports Network and Tiger Country 104.5. We remind you that it's all brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic, and it's the Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Lee Scott Academy out in front 53-15. As we get you underway in the start of the third quarter, very quickly a look at what the college basketball slate looks like tomorrow, because my goodness, what more could you ask for? Arkansas, the 15th-ranked Razorbacks, come to Neville Arena tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Nebraska goes to Bloomington to take on Indiana. That's the 11 o'clock game. You have Tennessee and Florida at 11. You have Wisconsin and Michigan at noon. Houston and Baylor, LSU, Vanderbilt. What a game that could end up being. As a foul down low, I believe they're going to get William Lyles, as it was the Tigers that got the start. They're actually going to get Cord Zellner. You have SMU and Duke, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, TCU, Texas Tech and Colorado, Texas and Alabama, BYU and Utah. So plenty of games in the top 25, plenty of really good matchups in college basketball here coming up this weekend. The first free throw from the Tigers is good. The second one, however, is too strong. And as expected, it is the starting five for the Warriors. You'd expect that for the first couple of minutes here in this third quarter. Hayden Harper, catch and shoot three right in front of the Warrior bench, finds the bottom of the net. Hayden Harper continues his hot scoring, knocks down yet another triple. He has 17. Tigers try and answer in response, and they do. A walk-in three at the top of the key, right back into the hands of Hayden Harper. Warriors leading 56-19. Dribble handoff to William Lyles. Thought about the three. Now backs out on the right wing. Now works his way through contact. Reverse layup is good. William Lyles now with four here tonight. A really nice move. Works his way from the right wing to the left block and then uses the inside hand, uses that right arm to put a little English and kiss it off the window. 1 minute gone by here in the third. Pass down low. Gets swatted out by Hayden Harper. Second chance opportunity layup. Well too strong. Cord Zellner will clear the rebound and tries to find Gray Haley on the outlet pass, but Gray Haley started running the floor. He wasn't looking, and the basketball goes into the scorer's table. A turnover for the Warriors. Basketball at the top of the key. The volleyball line extended for the Dadeville Tigers. We're looking to get their first area win here this season. The Warriors looking to start 2-0. Elbow jumper is no good. Zellner the rebound. Now to Hayden Harper. Cross-court pass to William Lyles. Catch and shoot three. Hesitated just a little bit. That one off the back iron. Parks Myers, the offensive rebound. Now out to Hayden Harper. And found himself underneath the rim. Couldn't get the layup to go. Poked around momentarily. But is fielded and recovered by the Tigers. Lyles can't get the steal. Because of that, a 5-on-4. The three-pointer is no good. A fight for the basketball. They're going to say it will be Tiger basketball. 2 minutes gone by here in this third quarter. Now the pass gets stolen by William Lyles. He throws it down. William Lyles showing off the vertical showtime here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 60-19 is your score. And a long three, no good. Lyles skies up once again for the rebound. Crowd getting into that one a little bit. I've seen it at warm-ups, didn't know if he was going for it or not. Caught me by surprise just a little bit. 60-19. Is the score. It's those orange shoes that just give the extra vertical. Tigers cross half court at what I thought was 12 or 13 seconds, but no whistle. Ball on the left wing. Dribble handoff. Now they throw it down low. And the 100-mile-an-hour pass from 2 feet away sails into the third row of the bleachers. and a mass sub for the Tigers. 60-19 is your score here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Hayden Harper, the running floater, won't go. Cord Zellner, the offensive rebound, he cleans it up. And Zellner now in the scoring column here tonight with his first bucket. Brings the Warrior lead to 43. The on-ball screen and the push-off, no whistle. Running floater for the Tigers, no good. Zellner with the rebound. Lyles now working in transition. The blow by and the right-handed layup. William Lyles now with six in the third quarter. Lee Scott will take a timeout. We'll stay right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And you would imagine, as you see a couple get up from the scoring table, that that is a timeout basically for a mass substitution. And you can see right now it is five in, five out. So the five now on the floor for the Warriors is Wyatt Watley, Barrett Cook, Chapman Harris, Jack Fouque, and Mayor Whittington. To 64-19 is your score. Lee Scott comfortably out in front here inside Sanford Gymnasium. 4.5 to play in the third. Ball on the left wing, guarded by Barrett Cook. Free throw line, tried to go up with it, but it was stripped by Chapman Harris. Barrett Cook recovers. Chapman Harris now the outlet. Bounce pass to Wyatt Watley. Pump fake, blow by, and kisses it off the glass. Wyatt Watley continues his fantastic night. Had 12 in the first half, up to 14. Here tonight, catch and shoot three on the left wing is too strong off the back iron. Long rebound. And the 8-foot jumper is good on the second chance opportunity. Watley bringing the ball up the floor. Now Fouque. Now Barrett Cook on the dump off. And Barrett Cook had a three in the first quarter. A little bit of a quiet night. He's up to five. And the Warriors continue to score and be ever so efficient on their side of the floor. Ball thrown out of bounds. It's Lee Scott basketball with 3:26 to play here in the third. Chapman Harris dribbles the ball up with the left hand. Now a backdoor pass. Barrett Cook, he gets hacked on the way up and will fall to the floor, but will head to the line to shoot a couple. Good to see him stand up quickly, something that's, again, not necessarily hard contact with the body, but the Tigers went for the block and got a lot of the forehead of Barrett Cook. The Cook knocks down the front end. And Cookie goes 2 for 2 from the stripes. Just like that, he's up to 7, and the Warrior lead is 49. 3 minutes to play here in this third quarter. Elbow jumper for the Tigers, maybe slipped. It bounces off the rim a couple of times, doesn't get it to go. Outlet to Wyatt Watley, now to Fouque, and it goes off the shin. And a turnover for the Warriors. Neil Reams will check in for Fouque at the 3 minute mark. Approaching 8 o'clock here, Central Time. On a rainy Friday night in Auburn, Alabama. We appreciate everybody for spending your time here with us on the Lee Scott Sports Network. The three is no good for Dadeville. Barrett Cook with the long rebound. Now to Chapman Harris, right in front of Coach William Johnson. Now Whittington posting up, uses the left hand, gets it to go, plus the foul. What a post move from Whittington. They blocked him off right. He used his left happily and gets it to go off the glass. What a move from Mayor Whittington. Can't connect on the free throw. But still, what a move. The catch and shoot three at the top of the key is too strong. Chapman Harris with the rebound. And now a reach-in foul in frustration. With 2:18, it's a play here in the third. I get a shout-out to Mr. Davis McIsaac. Our PA announcer giving ourselves, joking with each other from across the floor here tonight. A new five subbed in for the Dadeville Tigers. And, again, without us having rosters, he let everybody know that a new five was subbing in for the Tigers. Reams now bounce past Whittington. Gets another and-one opportunity. Neil Reams, the bounce pass, and Whittington goes up strong with the left hand. Matthew Whittington now with six in the contest. And the Warriors continue to extend their lead here tonight. A couple of dribbles and the free throw is no good. So the Tigers will clear under 2 minutes to play in the third. Running the other way, a Euro step. And a weak foul on Neil Reams will be called to send the Tigers to the free throw line. The first free throw is short. Max Shiver will sub in for Whittington. The Warrior lead is 53 here in the third quarter. And a free throw violation in the lane by the Warriors. That will give the Tigers another shot. And he makes the Warriors pay by knocking down the free throw. 1:45 to play here in the third. Reams takes it coast to coast, goes up strong, and he will head to the line to shoot a couple. First free throw from the southpaw, Neil Reams. Now in the scoring column tonight. He knocks down both of them. The 11th Warrior to find a tally in the stat sheet here tonight. 76-22. Here's your score. The Warriors, if they really choose to tonight, could try and make a little bit of history. Max Shiver gets the steal, now throws it up to Chapman Harris. Spins his way. Now the bounce pass, beautiful pass to Wyatt Watley. And Watley continues to add to the total. He's up to 16 tonight. A running three from the left wing in response by the Tigers is good. 78-25 now your score. Wyatt Watley brings the ball across half court. With a minute to play in the third, Chapman Harris works his way downhill. Bounce pass, Max Shiver. He now gets a chance at an and one. Warriors doing a beautiful job splitting the defense, working their way down into the paint. The help defense overcorrects and leaves the bounce pass wide open. And Shiver now make it 12 Warriors have scored tonight. Free throw is just a little bit short for Max Shiver. But now 80-25. With 45 seconds to play here in the third quarter. 15-foot jumper hits the front of the rim, gets the shooter's roll. 80-27. Now 30 seconds to play here in this third period. Barrett Cook with the basketball works his way downhill. Eurostep with the left hand, kisses it off the window. And Barrett Cook now with six in the quarter. Continues to add to the Warrior lead. We'll see if the Tigers hold for the final shot here in this third quarter. At the three-point line and a double dribble, I believe. Yes, that will be the call with 5.8. Jack Fouquet will check in for Chapman Harris. We'll see who wants the final shot. Here, Wyatt Watley lets the ball roll up the floor, picks it up at half court. Now throws it down low, tries to find Max Shiver instead, turns it over. Now floater on the other end is no good. And that is how the third quarter will come to a close. Dominance here inside Samford Gymnasium. We're through three, and the Warriors are out in front of the Dayville Tigers, 82-27. We'll be back with the final 8 minutes right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Fourth quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and it has been all Warriors here tonight. They lead it 82-27 as we get you underway in the fourth and final 8 minute period. We'll get you the five on the floor for the Warriors here momentarily, but Whittington has the basketball now. Watch Johnson is catch and shoot triple on the top of the key is no good. Max Shiver the offensive rebound, and he will now head to the line to shoot a couple. The clock will run throughout this entire fourth quarter, but selfishly, I don't want it to because I need 18 points. First free throw from Shiver is short. Again, 82-27. Would love to know what the total points or the most total points scored in a game for Lee Scott is. Shiver goes 1-for-2 from the line. Step in, left wing three is short for the Tigers. Offensive rebound. Now the elbow jumper. And the Tigers able to knock it down. A look over into Atlanta. And my goodness, the Hoosiers may in fact be the best team in the country. They lead at 28-7 as Whittington works his way through the middle of the floor, throws it up with the left hand, gets it to go, and gets the foul. Mayor Whittington having himself a night. He's up to 8. Free throw won't go down. 85-29. Ball working around the perimeter for the Tigers. Catch and shoot three in the far corner. No good. Offensive rebound in the short corner. Kick out top of the key. Three No good. Max Shriver, nice box out, but can't corral the rebound. Another chance for the Dadeville Tigers, and they'll set up outside the left wing. Skip pass all the way to the short corner. Tough shot, can't get it to go. Ball knocked around, and Neil Reams will gather the rebound with 5.5 to play. Reams, a crossover dribble, almost gets knocked out of bounds, but tries to save the basketball and ends up turning it over. Tigers will slow their way up in the half court. Skip pass into the far corner, now running baseline. Now the left block, layup is good, and the foul. They're going to get Max Shriver on the personal foul. Free throw, however, is no good, and Whittington is able to clear it for the Warriors. 4.5 to play in the fourth quarter. Warriors lead it 85-31. Watch Johnson running baseline. Kick out. Bukwe for three. Can't get it to go. A good opportunity. The Tigers will walk the ball up the floor. Left wing three is no good. The Tiger shooter fell to the floor trying to draw the foul. No whistle. Fouquet now on the left wing. Now out to Whittington. Now Reams, who will set up the offense. Whittington at the top of the key. He gets blitzed. Loses the basketball. Falls to the floor. Able to get it to Fouquet. Now back to Neil Reams. His triple is too strong. And the Tigers able to clear it on the weak side. Under 4 minutes to play in the contest here tonight. Lee Scott will move to 15-2 on the young season, 2-0 in area play, with a dominant, commanding win here tonight. Again, the clock running all of the fourth quarter. I know the fans, I know the students, I know the players would like to see 15 more points in there as well. You'd be surprised if you can get to that number. Catch and shoot three on the left wing is no good. Knocked out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball approaching the three-minute mark here in this fourth quarter. 85-31. Reams with the basketball. Tried to get with Watts Johnson to go downhill. Instead, Reams will throw it up with the left hand and couldn't get the layup to fall. Two and a half to play. Sidestep three for the Tigers. No good. Johnson with the rebound. He'll try and take things coast to coast. Bobbles the basketball. And so now we'll walk things out. Matthew Whittington for three from the left wing. He knocks it down. Matthew Whittington now with five in the fourth quarter. He's in double figures. And the Warriors lead it 88-31. Three in response is no good. Fouquet running the floor. Gets it out to Johnson. His catch and shoot three. Too strong. Shriver, the offensive rebound, lowers his shoulder, gets downhill. Can't get the right-handed layup to go. Everybody beginning to slowly feel what we've been talking about here. The final 2 minutes, 88-33. Johnson. We'll slow things down. Now Reams tries to get downhill. Whittington thought about the three once again. Now we'll get downhill. Kicks it to Johnson. Thought about the pull-up jumper. Whittington, once again, the opposite wing. He knocks it down again. Whittington in response. Dadeville now goes for the dunk, but it's off the back iron. But the layup is good. 91-33. The ball now stolen away. This has turned into an NBA All-Star contest where the final 3 minutes are just sprinting up and down the floor. We have 60 seconds to play here inside Sanford Gymnasium. The ball gets stolen away from Max Shriver. Dadeville wants a dunk. He can't get it. He's 0 for 2. the fall away three. What am I watching here at Sanford Gymnasium? Both crowds are standing up, hyping each other up as Max Scheiber is able to lay it in. 93-38, 36 seconds to play. Almost a half-court three is no good. And Jack Fouque with the rebound. Now Reams, now to watch Johnson. And now the Warriors are just going to try and play keep away. Oh, my goodness. Lee Scott Academy will dribble it out here inside Sanford Gymnasium. A dominating win for the Warriors here this evening. And the varsity boys complete the sweep over the Dadeville Tigers. The JV boys get a nice win. The varsity girls dominate. And my goodness, the varsity boys may have just had a historic performance inside Sanford Gymnasium. They win it 93-38 to move to 15-2 overall. They have now won 11 straight contests. And more importantly, they move to 2-0 in area play. We'll take a break, come back, talk about both of these games, and wrap everything up here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
The Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University is Alabama's premier destination for the arts, bringing you the very best of Broadway, dance, music, and more. Learn more about upcoming performances and see the calendar of events online at googecenter.auburn.edu. That's G-O-G-U-E center.auburn.edu. Or call the box office 334-844-TIXS.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell DeWitt Center and Building Supply.
A historic night inside Sanford Gymnasium as the Lee Scott varsity boys defeat the Dadeville Tigers 93-38. I'm Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And my goodness, what a night that it was all the way around. The Warriors complete the sweep over the Tigers. It started with the JV boys. The varsity girls pick up a 79-27 win, and the varsity boys pick up that 93-38 win to move to 2-0. Both teams, the varsity girls and the varsity boys, now 2-0 in area play. The varsity girls move to 11-7 and now have won back-to-back contests. The Warriors on the varsity boys side of things move to 15-2, winners in 11 straight. And my goodness, we talked about some of the keys to the game going into this contest of using that Monday game to really shake off some of the rust and get back into the flow, get back into the swing of things. And that's exactly what you saw tonight. You saw shooting efficiency on both teams. You saw defensive pressure. You saw full court pressing that you haven't seen too much of from either one of these teams. You see a little bit more of it on the boys' side of things rather than the girls. But varsity girls forced a lot of turnovers, a lot of live ball turnovers, giving themselves really easy buckets, and everything fell for the Warriors outside of maybe the first 3 minutes of the first quarter for the Lee Scott varsity boys. And my goodness, what a night it was here inside Sanford Gymnasium. Final score, or final stats rather, working my way numerically for the varsity boys. Gray Haley with 6. Hayden Harper finishes with 17. Chapman Harris with 2. Wyatt Watley with 16. William Lyles with 8. Parks Myers with 7. Jack Fouquet with 3. Neil Reams with 2. Cord Zellner with 2. Barrett Cook with 9, Max Shriver with 4, Mayor Whittington with 14, and 8 of those on 2 threes. He also had 2 and 1s in the third quarter as well. He had 8 in the fourth quarter. He had 12 of his 14 in that second half. He finishes with 14, and Watts Johnson finishes with a point in there as well. A historic night, to say the least, here inside Sanford Gymnasium, as both the varsity girls and the varsity boys pick up big-time wins here at home. But the comfort of our own confines won't be here for too long, because our next broadcast on the Lee Scott Sports Network will be on the road, taking on Lafitte next Monday. Airtime will be right around 5 o'clock, 5:15 or so, with the varsity girls. Varsity boys will be there shortly to follow. We will also be on the road the following day, that Tuesday, on the road at Trinity, before we're back here inside Sanford Gymnasium that Friday. And so we talked about it last Monday. It was a span of 25 days where you had 10 games, and you're seeing a lot of that right now. But what better way to finish up a weekend and work your way into a game, or a week where you have 3 games the following week, then to put up the offensive and the defensive performance that you did here tonight. Again, we appreciate everybody for listening to Lee Scott Academy Basketball on the home of the Warriors, Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, and the Radio Alabama app. For everybody over here at Lee Scott Academy, I'm Christian Griffin. Until next time, until next Monday, where we see you a lot and we'll hear from you a lot throughout the week. Until then, stay safe, especially through the rain tonight. Have a great weekend, and as always, it's a great night to be a Warrior.